So those are some ones that I use. Okay, y'all, I'm going to do the rest of these questions after we coach some people, because I at least want to get a few of these on here. Okay, Karen, you are up first. Let's go. So I can answer questions all day. Oh, there you are. Oops. Okay. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Let me ask you to start your video.
Start my video. Got it.
There you are. Hi.
Hello. What's up? I might be too busy printing out recipes for Bim Bim Bop and Barbacoa Beef to talk to you. I've already just staked out the closest Asian market. I'm on my way.
Oh, I love it. I'm like influencing everyone to, you know, go out of their comfort zone with all the different. Yeah. I mean, I'm like international here this week for sure.
Definitely. Here, write this down. Soto, S-O-T-O.
Okay.
A-Y-A-M and cook it. You'll love it. It's a party in your mouth.
A-Y-A-M. A-M. Okay.
It's an Indonesian soup, but seriously, when you said party in your mouth, that's it.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm really glad I got on here. Kind of, well, first of all, I'm not a newbie. I've been a member of the tribe since June and probably 4 months before that, listening to podcasts. And I feel like I've done really, really well until... it was probably started like the middle of December, and I feel like a whole lot of things happened around me that have I've kind of allowed to sabotage. And when I try and do the models, which I have right here in my planner, mm-hmm. I just have not mastered the fine art of a model. So I end up kind of treading water. And over the past couple of weeks, I was only a few pounds from goal. And over the past couple of weeks, now I'm like, way 6 pounds away from goal, maybe 8 pounds away from goal. Like I couldn't stop eating. When I was in South Carolina at a family event, it was awkward because my brother has stopped speaking to me, and that made it stressful. There's just been a lot of stresses. You know, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. My apartment got flooded. I just feel like I'm buried.
I think I talked to you. Did I talk to you when your apartment got flooded?
Yeah. And I'm back in my apartment, but now they're testing it for mold because my dogs and me have been sick.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the beginning of the avalanche, the apartment with the sewage.
All right. So I'm filling in kind of what I've heard so far.
Okay. Right? I'm getting my book out too.
Where it's, you know, blood, brother, your dad, right?
Yep.
What you didn't talk about though is the thought here. So what, you know, because these are all just all circumstances, right? Brother's right. Not talking to you. Your dad is diagnosed. Okay. Or, you know, was it your brother that you said that?
Yeah, no, you had it right. You had it
okay,
right.
Okay. 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 Your apartment flooded, you know, those are all things outside of your control, right?
Yeah.
So what are you making all of that mean that's leading to stress, sabotage? Well, I mean, so when we say sabotage, we're talking about overeating, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And, or, you know, whatever you're doing that's leading you to not reach your goals.
Yeah. So my thoughts, well, I definitely feel defeated.
Okay, that's another feeling.
Oh, it is.
Why do you feel defeated?
Because I can't get out of my own way. Like, I got up this morning to go to yoga. I stood at the door and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going in.
I can't get out of my own way. Yeah. So I really think... I almost think defeated. That thought feels defeating, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm just writing down what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So then when you feel defeated, yeah, you're like, well, I'm never going to, you know, win at this anyway, right? I've been defeated.
Yeah.
So you're overeating, you're not following, you know, following the four basics, and the, you know, the overall result is that you don't reach your goals.
Right.
But the immediate result is you don't get out of your own way. I mean, if you're telling yourself, I can't get out of my own way, then you're not. Mm-hmm. Your brain's going to say, oh, okay, well, what other things can we put in her way?
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. Yeah.
And so then every time something else happens up here, it proves that thought true. Oh, here's another thing that's in my way.
Yeah.
Right. Here's another thing that's in my way.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening there.
Okay. So where do I go? Like, I feel like I don't know where to start to get out of my way.
Well, if you had to guess, where would you need to start? Or where could you start?
I don't think I know.
So, I mean, the easy answer, I mean, you can start anywhere, right? I mean, you can start anywhere in the model.
Okay.
Start with working on a new thought. You can start with thinking how you want to feel just about everything. You can start with a new action. Let's start with that.
I'm not looking away. I'm writing. Okay.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad you're taking notes. And that's another thing. Actually, that's another thing I want to add. Y'all take notes. You know, Corinne talks about taking notes like your life depends on it. I mean, if you're watching this call, everybody can get something out of this. Right. And so everybody needs to be taking notes. Okay. So instead of sabotaging, instead of overeating, what do you want to be doing?
I want to get back on plan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to losing weight. I want to get rid of this stuff that.
Four basics. Right. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yep.
And so how do you think, again, with all of this stuff that's going on, how do you think you need to feel to just get back at it?
I probably have to feel a little bit empowered and confident in my ability to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to believe that I can.
Mm-hmm. Or at least be open to it, right? Be open to the fact that you aren't getting in your own way, right? Or that you can get out of your own way.
Okay.
Right. And so it could even be like a kind of, we call it a laddering thought, where it's, I'm working on believing what? What could it be that you're working on believing?
That this was more of a temporary setback than a permanent one.
Okay. Let's turn that around to more positive. So I'm working on believing. So not focusing on kind of the past or what's happened in the past, right? Because it's all done and decided. Okay. You know, it's over with.
It is. I'm working on believing. My boots are in the cement. I don't know.
How about I'm working on believing? Well, I mean, and I think that's something interesting to kind of think about, right? Like, to feel empowered and confident,
mm-hmm.
What do you need to work on believing that you can do?
That I can go back to where I was being successful with the program?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm working on believing I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that you can do this?
I mean, it fluctuates, you know, when everything was working, I was like, holy cow, this is really working good. You know, keep listening and keep mm-hmm. writing in your big fat book. And, but then when things started to go south, I kind of went to the, oh, of course it's not going to work forever. You're not going to get, right. You're not going to get to where you want to go anyway. So go ahead. And I'm gluten-free and dairy-free. When I was in South Carolina, I felt like I ate every cow and everything with wheat in front of me. Like if it said wheat, I was like, bring it. Yeah. And then I felt really sick because I'm not supposed to eat that stuff. And from that point on, I was like, what does it matter? A little bloat, a bellyache, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like I got to the who cares place, which is right. Why I jumped on today, because I don't want to stay in the who cares place. Mm-hmm.
Who does care?
I don't know. I guess I'm the only one who can care.
Right. I mean, I care, but I'm not gonna, come in and fix your meals for you, right?
Although you did just give me a whole big
line. I gave you some ideas, but I'm still, but it's like, yeah, I mean, when you hear those kind of questions, like, what's the point? Who cares? Answer it, right? Any question that you ask, you want to answer it because that will give you the thought. Okay, what is the point? Who does care?
Answer any question I ask myself.
Yes. Yes, because just asking that question, your brain just throws up these questions. It doesn't expect you to answer them. That lets you kind of just stay in confusion and just stay, in that limbo. But when you answer it, your brain's like, oh, wait a minute. She's actually kind of serious here. Maybe we need to listen to what's going on here. And yeah. You care and you want to, why do you care?
Why do I care? Well, I know I was still writing.
Okay.
Why do I care? Well, I know how bad I felt before I bumped into Corinne Crabtree. And I know how good I was feeling when I gave all my size 10s to my friends because I was jumping down a size. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like when I wear my yoga pants, like, it's just a horrible feeling. I would like to get back to feeling that kind of goodness again.
So that is, I mean, what we're really talking about here is compelling reason, right?
Okay.
I've got my compelling reason worksheet that I'm still working on filling out.
Wait, can you hold that up again so I can see what the title looks like? The title of the paper is?
Just says compelling reason worksheet.
Is that from the planner?
This is from the planner course. Yes. The compelling reason worksheet is from the planner course, but it is in that. I need to make a note of all the links I'm going to do recipes. And then also, from the planner course, there's a lesson on compelling reason in there.
Wait a second. In the planner course?
Yes.
Planner course.
Yes.
And where's that in the bonus? On the website.
So that is available to you at the front page of pnptribe.com. You go to pnptribe.com, you'll see the orientation, you'll see links to order the planner and then the planner course, and then you'll see the link to No BS.
Okay. Okay.
That's a great question because that's good for everybody to know.
Yeah. I'm going through the new No BS and it's really good. Yes. I mean, I went through the old one a couple times way back when, but this one it's juicy.
Well, and I think, it's amazing. But I also think that maybe some of you elders are like, oh, I don't need to go through that planner course because I do the planner every day. But this is a good point where it's like, no, I mean, I just finished it the other day and I learned all kinds of stuff specifically about compelling reason, because really she doesn't cover, or we don't cover, a compelling reason in any other. It's mentioned in other parts of No BS, but there's a specific lesson on that. And that's what we're talking about here. Why do you care, right? Why do you want to lose weight? You want your yoga pants to fit better, right? You want to feel better physically. And what I love about this new worksheet is that it divides it up into personal appearance, like your clothes fit better, you look better naked, you like what you see in the mirror, and it everyday situations, health and fitness goals, and then friends, family, and social life. It just gets you thinking. I mean, because again, I just literally filled it out and it's like, oh yeah, I want to be able to, to travel anywhere. I want to be able to get down on the floor with my nieces. I want to, all this kind of stuff. It really gets your brain going on. Okay. This is why I'm doing this. And this is why it's important to me. And that's what you need to be reminded of.
I do. And it's funny because even though I joined in June and I may have even listened to that, I have no recollection of listening to that. And every time I circle back to something I have already done, I get something else from it. Plus my account, we have all these conversations in our accountability group about compelling reasons, because everyone's like, well, what is a compelling reason? Right. Like, because right. I said so, or, you know, so that's really helpful. Definitely going to do that.
You're such a good example of, like, you've been around for a while, but every time, but we always need to go through this stuff again, because we're always at a different place. We always hear it differently. We always learn something new. Yeah. And then we just need to be reminded of, what exactly is a compelling reason, right? And the big thing about compelling reason is that it doesn't make it easy to, to lose weight or easy to not put this thing in your mouth. It's just a reminder of why you're choosing to do something maybe that you don't absolutely love doing in the moment, but it's why you're going to do it. You know, it's that long-term reason of why you're doing it. And she explains all of that in that lesson.
Yeah, I am definitely going to do that when I take the dogs for a walk. I was just going to say something. I think that June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 7 months doesn't seem like a long time, but I think that I got out of the habit of jumping on these calls or listening to the recorded coaching calls or any of the things that kind of would pop into my head every now and then. And like you said, I'd be like, oh, I already did. Oh, that's not going to, the defeat. Oh, that's not going to make a difference. You think staring at Betsy is going to make you like, fix all your problems. But then you start out saying, I think you said, it's been 6 years since you lost. Did you say 6 years? And you're still holding up your planner. I mean, it's not like you lost your weight and you just sit in front of the camera and want us all to believe that you don't do anything to maintain it. You know, honestly, seeing that was kind of empowering. Like if you're sitting there and you work for PNP and you're still doing everything, obviously it's something you have to keep doing.
And I'm still having overeats, right? And I'm still having binges. I'm still doing things, right? I mean, it's just, I'm still making mistakes and learning from them all the time. And we all are.
Yeah.
And so, so it's just like, I mean, one of my big compelling reasons that I write up at the top of that plan every day is to be an example to you all. Right. And that doesn't mean being a perfect example, right? That doesn't mean standing on top of this,
the box. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Pedestal, right. It's like, no, I'm an example of, I like to say I'm an example of resiliency, where it's like, okay, I can make mistakes. I can learn from them and I can just get right back at it. And so that's what I try to do, to be an example to you all. But I mean, I'm certainly not perfect. And, Corinne, and Kathy, none of us are. So, but that's the good news, is that you don't have to be perfect to, to lose the weight and keep it off. So
I think the word resilient, I think, is really powerful to plug into one of my lines over there.
Yes. All right.
All right. Yes, ma'am. And it was good to see you.
Really good. Yeah. You're just such a good example of, again, someone who's been around for a while, who's just, just working on it, right? Just getting back at it and just being resilient, like you said.
So. Yeah, I mean, I really felt like my boots were stuck in the cement. Like I'm just sitting there, even at the grocery store, I'm like, I don't want that anymore. Or, going off plan because I'll get to the dinner and I'm like, I don't want that dumb soup. I don't even like that soup. I'll just have, crackers and peanut butter. And that's kind of where I went off the track. So,
but it's so good just to be honest and say, okay, we get into those, we get into a rut every once in a while, but it's like, okay, what are we going to do? It's not that it's bad that we get into these ruts. It's just, what are we going to do when we recognize that we're in one and we need to move forward, right? We need to get our feet out of that cement. And you have, I've worked with you today where it's like, you just gotta press play on something, right? And you might hear a recipe or hear something where it's like, oh, I could have that. And then that gets your brain just going in the right direction. So,
One last thing, and then I'm going to let you go, that you said, the idea of being an example to others. I asked, a couple of weeks ago, I said, I want to get in another accountability group, not because I don't love the one I'm in, but I was feeling like, okay, I need help from different other people, because my girls and my primary group are like, you can, you know, you can do this, stop it, stop beating yourself down, blah, blah. But I thought if I went into a group with newer tribe members, then maybe I could be an example and not focus so much on my fail. And so when they would say things that I had previously thought, like somebody in the accountability group said, well, my kids are home from college, so in 2 weeks when they leave, I'm going to really kick it into high gear. And I said, you know what? You should probably pick one of the fundamentals and start with it right now, like one of the easy ones, like water. Start with water. And she private messaged me, and she's like, you're totally right. I just keep pushing it off. Thank you for that. So I think that being an example happens in a lot of layers. So I appreciate you being an example, and hopefully, you know, I can.
You can, you're one too. Right. Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great Sunday.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Oh, that gives me chills. Just that, you know, she can be an example. You know, we're all examples, right? Even you newbies who have just started are examples to people who aren't members, or maybe to people who are just using the free stuff right now. So we can all be an example. Okay. I'm going to answer a few more of these questions, and then I'll jump on with somebody else. Let's see. I lost 22 pounds on a very restrictive fasting diet, and now I'm scared to gain weight back now that I'm eating. How should I eat now? Shannon, I want you to just follow the four basics, right? And I think for you, it's a matter of being honest with yourself and just kind of facing your fears. And if you've been losing weight on a very restrictive fasting diet and now you're eating again, you might gain some weight. Now, you probably are not going to gain back 22 pounds, but if you weren't eating and now you are, then I think it's just important for you to just kind of be honest with yourself and say, it's okay for me to gain a little bit of weight. It's worth it to me because I'm learning how to lose weight the way that I want to live it for the rest of my life. Because if you wanted to live in a restrictive fasting way for the rest of your life, you wouldn't be here, right? And so is that worth it? Is it worth it for you to figure out how to live it, you know, to lose it and then live it for the rest of your life? It would be worth it to me. I will tell you from, you know, sitting here saying, okay, I can have whatever I want, you know, as long as I plan it and, you know, I'm all in for everything. This is the way that I want to live my weight loss and not from some restrictive place. So, how should you eat now? I think you just kind of because you're probably going to have to get to know your hunger signals again, your satisfaction signals again. So I think for you, it's just a matter of kind of setting up kind of just a general meal plan in terms of like, what did you eat before you went on this fasting diet? You know, what foods do you like, right? Really go through that meal plan. Here's your meal plan lesson, and really figure out what, there's a worksheet there where you just kind of list foods that you like, and you're just going to have to get to know that again, you know, since that's new, since you haven't been doing that for a while. And then just try some things out, see what you like, see what you don't like, but then also know that you may be signing up for a little bit of weight gain, and that's okay for the long term. It's worth it. Once we have signed up for the course, is the course always available even if we aren't continuing with monthly payments? No, Isla. So the course is only available to you if you are a member of PNP, and that means you making the monthly payments. And so, yes, yeah, so you have access to everything, you know, forever, as long as you remain a member. So that's how that works. If you have any further questions, Isla, just email support@pnptribe.com and we can help you. Joy, do you know what approximate sizes on the food you eat? One cup of rice, et cetera? No, I don't measure things out. I am just always listening to my body and listening to my hunger scale. And so I just stop when, you know, however much food is left, that's when I stop. And I mean, I've been doing this long enough where I know kind of approximate amounts of salads, you know, like I know that I just I pull out with my romaine lettuce, you know, I pull out four or five, whatever, leaves of lettuce and chop those up. You know, I've just been doing it long enough where I know pretty much, but still there's some days that I'm hungrier and some days I'm not. And so I may stop sooner, you know, other days, some days than others. Has Corinne considered adding discovery worksheet to the planner? No, because the thing with the discovery worksheet is that you never know how many you're going to need. And so you just print out a bunch, like print out like 50, you know, at one time. And just so you have them on hand, you don't ever want to have the excuse of just not having one to not do one, right? But then also, I mean, some people, if they don't have one, they just answer the questions on a blank sheet of paper. You can always do that. But yeah, so we just always have that separate because, I mean, there are people that are using our planner. There are people that are printing out the pages, people using other planners. And so you can just print those out separately. For whatever reason, I avoid planning. I hate committing to anything. I can't be the only one who is like this. Why do people avoid planning? Here's the key, Kelly. For whatever reason, I avoid planning. You've got to figure out what that reason is. So what is so, I mean, really, it's like fear, like you're living in fear. What is so scary about committing to something? And here's the thing, because I said that and I was like, that sounds familiar. Because I'm good with my food now, but I am kind of working on that with my time planning now, where it's like, what is so scary about me just committing to doing this thing in this specific amount of time or like at this time of the day, right? Here's the fear. Here's my fear. You're not going to want to do it. When 1 o'clock comes and I've got to do something, well, what if I don't want to do it? Just like with your food planning, right? Well, what if I don't want it? What if you take wanting it out of the equation, right? What if you just do something even if you don't want to do it, right? We're used to having to want to do something to do it, and that's not necessary. That's the good news, is that we can, you know, we do things all the time we don't want to. We get out of bed every morning most of the time, and we don't want to, but we have good reason for getting out of bed, like a paycheck and like, we want to keep our kids alive and stuff like that, right? And so we do things we don't want to do all the time. We just have to recognize that planning is the very same thing. We do it a lot of times when we don't want to, because we have strong, compelling reasons for doing it. So Kelly, I want you to go through the compelling reason work as well. Through the planner course, I've already got a note to put that link and in the show notes. So, I'm struggling with finding my new plus two after losing my first 30 pounds. Can your signals change along the way in addition to the amount of food you need? Absolutely. And that is actually all explained in phase four of No BS, where you just have to kind of start to play with your hunger signals. I feel like I used to know what it felt like, but I don't recognize it anymore. Totally normal, Beth. So just continue getting curious with your body and just continue. Sorry, y'all, lost my train of thought. Just continue, you know, getting curious, keeping lots of data, and then yes, but it's totally normal for that to change over time. And also your body just needing less food. I'm a bit confused about level ups. Are we meant to work on a weekly level up or have a different 1% level up each day? Is both on the 24-hour plan and the weekly plan? Yeah. So you could, don't get confused, Leon. I think it's Liana. We just want you to be thinking about level ups all the time. So weekly, daily, all that kind of stuff. And so there's some amazing work on 1% level ups in No BS. I mean, talk about that, you know, how important that is. I mean, and that's really the basis of our entire program, y'all, is that the small changes matter. The small changes add up to big success. And so, yeah, so there aren't different kinds of, obviously you could level up 5% versus 1%. but just if you have the same ones for your daily as your weekly, that's okay too, right? Don't overthink it. Just know that you always want to be thinking about how you could level up something 1%. And in No BS, Corinne talks about like, okay, if you had 30 days of 1% level ups, you would be leveled up 30%. So that's pretty amazing. Melissa's asking, what did I learn? And I think she's probably talking about my binge, that, you know, I did my discovery worksheet and I realized that, so that day I kept my girls, my three nieces, all day because they were still out of school for the holidays. And so I was there at 8 or 9 in the morning and I, and they are 1, 3, and 5. And I got them all to sleep at the same time for a nap during the day. And I think it was totally like, Betsy, you are freaking babysitting badass. And now we need to celebrate with Pop-Tarts, cookies, graham crackers with peanut butter, and a few other things. Granola bar. Yeah, that's what we need to do because... so yeah, it was just totally like, I deserve this. I've worked so hard today. This, you know, this is not a new thing for me. This is not a mystery. This is, you know, I deserve it. I've worked so hard today. I deserve this. And that's just a thought error that I have and something I'm working on. So, yeah. So that's what I learned is that, okay, I have this pattern and you know, what I need to do next time is tell myself, no, you don't deserve that. What you do deserve is to take a break. I mean, that's really what I wanted. That's really what I was looking for during that time was just some, you know, was a break, was some relief. And I looked for that through food and it didn't give that to me, right? And actually the rest of the day while I was babysitting, I had all this sugar in my system and stuff and I didn't feel great and I wasn't at my best. And so I learned from that too, where it's like, no, I want to be at my best when I'm with my girls. And that, you know, eating all of that was not the answer. And so, but I didn't have the, you know, I don't have the beat down, right? I don't have the judgment. I have the, okay, I chose to do this and now I'm going to learn from it and then decide what to do next time. Can you talk about the importance of breaking the diet mentality? I'm struggling letting go of Weight Watchers. Yes. Okay. Speaking of which, Jean, tomorrow night, I am doing a call at 5 on your diet rules. And so basically that's what you're talking about, Jean. I mean, you're talking about the rules that you've had when you've done Weight Watchers, right? It's been, well, you know, this is a certain number of points. This is a certain number of calories, whatever it is. And it all comes back to trust. It all comes back to trusting your body. And for a long time, we've given that trust, you know, to programs, right? For them to tell us how much we need to eat, how many points we need to eat, how many calories we need to eat. I mean, that's how I first lost weight with PNP. I was counting calories. That's why I talk about losing weight twice with PNP, right? That didn't work for me. And we realize that. So that's why we do things differently now. But it all just comes back to working on trusting yourself. And so that means one of my favorite power thoughts when I was losing weight, and it still is I doubt it, but I do it. And so it's recognizing that you know, as you start to implement these four basics, you're going to feel doubt. You're going to feel scared. You're going to feel unsure because you're not counting points. You're not counting calories. You're just listening to your body. And so you're working on it, right? You're working on trusting your body, but it's hearing that doubt and hearing that fear and doing it anyway, right? That is the key to all of this, is that not letting fear, doubt, uncertainty stop you from just moving forward anyway, and just letting yourself feel that stuff. Unique 1% level ups. I need examples other than eliminating food or adding exercise. Okay, chat, y'all get to work on that. 1% level ups other than eliminating food or adding exercise. So Red Sanyo, you check out the chat. I only eat once a day at dinner. I'm hardly ever hungry. I find myself eating +2 or +3 each evening, and I'm satisfied and not overfull. This is working great for me. I feel bad for never being able to mark that I ate 2 to 2, though. For my intermittent fasting schedule, though, I feel this is my equivalent. Is this faulty thinking? Yeah, because you've decided that, I mean, Corinne was actually talking about, was it the today or just the other day, that sometimes she eats to a +3. I mean, you know, she's been at this long enough. You've been at this long enough, Shannon, where you know what works for you. Here's the thing, y'all. We're always just like looking for these absolute rules to follow, right? When we're all individual, different people. So if one meal a day to +3 works for you, then you just decide that's what that means for you to follow your plan that day, for you to eat, you know, according to your body and your hunger scale. So you can mark that if you want to. So yeah, that is faulty thinking, because you're thinking that like someone else's rules, you have to abide by someone else's rules. Now, when you're a beginner, yeah, you know, work on those four basics because you're not sure what your body needs yet. But again, over time, you figured out what your body needs, and that's a little bit different, and that's okay. Carrie, I joined in September. I've never done a model. I just don't know where to start, even though I do watch these coaching calls and see how amazing they are. Okay, Carrie, your homework is to go through that whole Thinking Thin module in OBS, to do your first model and to post it and ask coaches for feedback. That's your homework. Okay. I'm a newbie and a little bit confused about the planner. When do I do the assessment part of the 24-hour planning page? Do I do it in the evening before I go to bed or the next morning? I have sleep issues, so when am I assessing whether I got the proper amount of sleep? Good question. Yeah, you can do it either at night or in the morning. You could just do like all the food and stuff assessing at night, and then the next morning you can mark whether you got your sleep or not. Or you can do all your assessing in the morning. Some people do it at night. Some people do it in the morning. So it's totally up to you. Don't get confused. Just do what's best for you. Anonymous, when you're in an accountability group and haven't heard much from them, should you get into another one? Yeah, just move on to a new one. If it's not working for you for whatever reason, just do a new one. Karen, the show notes will be on the website at pnptribe.com under call replays, and I'll put notes in there about the recipes and all that. Yeah, Shirley was asking about the show notes too. Misty's got a model here. Okay, I'm going to do these last two questions, and then I'll bring somebody else up. She's got a model. I'm having trouble with my intentional model. Here's my unintentional. Joe asked if I wanted ice cream, and I said yes. The thought is, I am so weak. The feeling is defeated and weak. The action is to give up hope, and the result is to gain my weight back. Don't know what intentional thought I want to have about this. Giving in does not make me weak. This urge doesn't mean I'm weak. I don't know if I'm hitting the right thought correctly. Yeah, so your intentional thought would be something. So you asked for ice cream and you said yes. Your thought could be, this is my choice right now. I'm choosing ice cream over my goals right now, right? And it's not like a punishing kind of thought. It's just, it can be just very matter of fact where it's like, okay, I chose to have ice cream with Joe instead of following my plan. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing horrible about that. It's just, okay, I'm not going to do my plan. You know, I'm not going to be following my plan. So I'll be doing my discovery worksheet. And then I may not get the results I want, you know, on the scale at the end of the week or whatever. So a thought like that, go ahead and insert a thought like, okay, this was my choice today. Or, you know, I chose ice cream over my goals. I said yes to ice cream and no to my goals. You know, that's, and I definitely want you to do a recovery worksheet discovery worksheet if you haven't already on this overeat, Misty. And you'll come with all kinds of thoughts doing that work. So because it doesn't have to mean you're weak. It just means that you made a decision that wasn't in line with your goals, but that's it. Your feeling could be decisive. It could be, okay, I decided to have ice cream instead of reach my goals this week. But I like my reason for it. I'm okay with my decision. That is the key, right? That's the key to getting right back on track, on plan, and just moving forward and not gaining all your weight back, right? And getting a different result. Okay, Misty says she's doing her Discover worksheet. What do people do with all their papers? That's another thing y'all could talk about in the chat. Melissa was asking about that. Discovery worksheets, Hello Scale worksheets, planners. What do y'all do with all that? I basically go back and review everything, you know, periodically, and then I toss it because I don't want papers stacked up in my house. Okay, last question. I work as a teacher and have 15 to 20 minutes each lunch. I end up eating really fast to get the food in. Right as I finish eating, I feel like I'm at a +3, but within 15 minutes or so, I feel like I'm at a +2. Could it be that eating so fast makes me feel fuller than I am? Yes. And then my body adjusts. Yes. The food holds me about 4 to 4.5 hours. I'm always wondering if I'm eating to a +2 or not. That sounds that's what's going on, Tally. But here's the deal. A meal eaten even slowly and non-distracted doesn't take much more than 10 minutes. Corinne did like a little just unofficial survey on this. It's been like a couple years ago, but I'll just never forget it, where everybody was like 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. But I mean, we think that, you know, these meals are going to be these hour-long things. No, even a meal that is eaten slowly and intentionally, it's still only about 10 minutes or so at the most. So I think that's just good to know, to remind yourself that, okay, even though I only have 15 or 20 minutes, I still don't have to shovel this in. You know, I can slow down. And then that's when you'll really be able to kind of dial in your hunger scale and just give yourself some time. So just work on slowing down. But yeah, most meals eaten to +2 should last you at least 3 to 4 hours, if not longer. All right. So that's the questions. Let's get Robin on here. Let's see. Here you are. Are you there?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. There you are.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Are you new?
Yes, ma'am. I started in January, and I'm still having a problem that I've had for years and years. Any change or any kind of strong urge makes me go off plan, because I tell myself that I'll start tomorrow. It's easier tomorrow, mm-hmm. and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't keep promises to myself. Mm-hmm. If another person lied to me the way I lied to myself, I would not have a relationship with right. them. So I need to know, how can I get some insight and stop this, because I'll never be successful until I change how I think.
Well, I definitely hear a little bit of judgment in your voice, like, well, I wouldn't be friends with me if I was, you know, lying to me all the time, right? So yes, I definitely yes. think I want you to just kind of work on giving yourself a little more grace. Like, you're working on this, right? You're just working on this, and it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to just learn through this. That's kind of the first thing that I kind of heard. But the second thing is to really recognize what you're really saying. When you say, I'll just do better tomorrow. Yeah, you are lying, right? I mean, that's not yes. true. I mean, that's yes. just not, that is a lie. And so when you hear that in your brain, like when you have the the urge, and you're really just, you know, your brain is just, first of all, this is all totally normal, right? This is just all exactly the way urges work, exactly the way the brain works. where, you know, your brain is just wanting to do the same thing it's always done, which is eat, right? Is when you have an urge, you eat.
It's such a relief.
Yes. And you know that you're going to get this relief afterwards.
Yes.
And
yes.
So your brain is like, oh, well, we're just going to keep doing what we've always done because, you know, this is what we want to do. Or this is what we think we want to do. And so your brain just is like, oh, well, I'll just throw up that same excuse I always do. We'll just do better tomorrow. You know, we'll just get back on, we'll get on plan tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then you give in, right? You give in and you
yes.
eat.
Yes.
And so the really simple answer is for you to have the urge and to do something different. You know, you have to snap your brain out of that just pattern that it, you know, that it has. And you also, but you have to ask yourself, okay, does it really give you relief?
Only for a moment.
Right.
So right. I'm wondering, somehow the adult in me has got to step up.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what happens. Cause it's this party in the, we call it this party in the back, right? The primal brain back here is the one that's in charge with you right now. And it's got to okay. be this brain, this part of your brain here. We call that the higher brain or the prefrontal cortex or all the fancy names for it. But there's this other part of your brain that can take charge if you allow it to. And all okay. of this is explained in the overcoming overeating section of No BS. And you're probably okay. just not there yet. And that's
right now I'm starting tomorrow, starting module 4.
Okay. Okay. So
oh,
you're,
yes.
you're getting there. You're getting there for sure.
Right.
It talks all about how the brain works and how urges work and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's exactly right. It's what it's getting this frontal brain engaged and saying, no, we're going to do something different this time. We're going to allow this urge. It's going to be uncomfortable, right? I'm not sugarcoating mm-hmm. this, right? It's going to be uncomfortable to do something different than you've done before. But you can absolutely do it and you can practice doing it, right? And so that means
right.
that you're not going to be successful every single time. But I will tell you, the first time you do something different, I just remember this when I was losing weight, where it was just, you know, when I allowed an urge or when I went to the, you know, to the gym when I didn't want to or something mm-hmm. like that. I mean, it was just so impactful. It was just like, oh my gosh, I can actually do something different than I've always done. And so that's really where you are. It's just a matter of practicing having these urges and saying, okay, no, I don't believe you, brain, when you say we'll just do tomorrow because we haven't been doing that. So you want to say something else instead in that place. What do you want to say to yourself when you hear your brain say, we'll just do better tomorrow?
Oh, are you asking me that?
Yeah. What do you want to say instead?
What would I say? I would say, you know that tomorrow will never come.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's you definitely want to phrase it positively, right?
Yeah.
You want to say something like, you know, I am in control. You can say, you know, tomorrow hasn't come yet. I've been waiting and tomorrow hasn't
yes.
come.
Yeah.
So I am in charge here and I can, you know, allow this urge, right? I can do this. And that again goes back to your compelling reason for losing weight.
Okay.
Like, I am choosing to sit here in the discomfort of this urge because of all these reasons that I've written on this piece of paper. And so that is everybody's homework today, is to fill out this compelling reason worksheet, because that gives you all the reasons that you're doing all of this, right? You've got to be able to go yes. back to those reasons when it doesn't feel great, when you want that and you're not going to have it, but it still doesn't feel great, you know?
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, Betsy. Thank
you. But you are right. You are right on the precipice of learning all of this stuff in No BS. So you'll
okay.
learn way more about it then, but definitely do this compelling worksheet as well.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm very thankful to you for calling me. Thank you.
All right. All right. I'm glad I got you, because I want to talk
yes,
more newbies. All right. See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Shayna and Emma are up next. I'll at least get y'all two. I'll see how many I can get through here in the next 16 minutes. Hey.
Hi, it's actually Shauna.
Shauna, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me.
No worries.
Believe it or not, people don't ever pronounce my name correctly. So I'm always sensitive to that. So Shauna, okay.
What's so up? I typed in to ask coaches earlier about changing my mind about a commitment. And so just to give you a little background, I was talking to my mom yesterday and she asked, are you coming down for a bike ride tomorrow? And I said, yeah. And that was totally my intent. And then I was feeling like really, really exhausted yesterday. So this morning when I got up, I was like, I don't have the energy. I'm just really depleted for this. Mm-hmm. And that was what the beatdown was for. And with PMP, I really want to have more like flexibility and grace built in to both my eating choices and to know when my body needs rest instead of push.
Mm-hmm. So why were you beating yourself up?
Because I didn't follow through.
But it sounds to me like you liked your reason for changing your mind, right?
I did. Yeah. I knew that was what I needed to do.
Yeah. But why are you crying about not following through? Is there more there? Did you think that maybe you were going to disappoint other people or?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When I say I'm going to do something, mm-hmm. you know, and somebody else is at the receiving end of it, I feel like I'm disappointing them. And I just want to feel really aligned with what I know I need to do, mm-hmm. and not having like what's happening is I'm disappointing myself, like you pointed out, because I'm not like standing up for myself.
Yeah. You're not honoring yourself, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But the other thing is are you new? Did you just recently join?
Yeah, okay. I've been following the model for a long time,
okay.
though.
So you're familiar with that. In
Correct.
Terms of, you know, we know that we can't disappoint anyone else, right? We don't
right.
have the power to do that. We don't have the power to give other people feelings and things like that. And so for you, it's just recognizing that you're going to have those thoughts. I, for sure, definitely still have those thoughts about you know, I'm going to let someone down. I'm going to disappoint them. But I hear those thoughts and then I say, no, that's not true. I don't have the power to do that. Okay. And I'm honoring myself. And it's just okay. that conversation that has to happen over and over and over again, right? Where it's just, okay. it's just being okay with those thoughts coming in of, oh, but I'm going to disappoint them. Oh, but they're looking, you know, forward to me doing whatever or that. And it's just being okay with that coming in because that's what you've always thought, right? That's what
right.
you've always, and so, and you're working on doing something new. And so
right.
it's just being okay with that whole conversation, being okay with, you know, with crying, being okay with all of that, but knowing that in the end, you honored yourself and what you wanted to do and what you chose to do. And you like your reason, right? You need rest today. And
yeah.
so ultimately you can always come back to that and say, okay, you know, I had all this chatter about it and that's totally normal. That's totally okay. I'm working on that, but I like my reason. I honored myself. I did what I wanted and that's what's important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That it's just coming to really let go of that. I can't control what anybody else is going to think or feel anyway. And the only person I truly have an effect on is myself. So,
but I just think, you know, we're all in this messy middle, right? Where it's like all of that makes so much sense kind of intellectually, but mm-hmm. then our emotions come into play, right? And we, And so we just kind of go back and forth and think, but, you know, if I had just gone, I, you know, they would have, what, and it's just like, no, it's, I'm doing what I want. They feel what they want to feel no matter what. And just practicing that and working through that. So, and that's okay. What you did today.
Okay.
You're doing the work for sure.
Okay. I appreciate
all right.
it.
All right. Thank you. Question. All right. See ya. Bye. Okay, Emma. All right. Hi, let me unmute you. Okay.
Hi, Betsy. There. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, darling. I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
So I'm a September, I think we're toddlers now, we're not babies anymore. And I go through this typical diet cycle of, you know, week one, oh my God, this is amazing. Week two, I am just like superwoman, and it goes on for about 6 weeks, and then just everything just goes. And this time, I have a really important trip to Ireland. So I live in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been home for 3 years now, so very long time. And you would think I should be really excited about this. But as this date looms closer, and the date's not, it's not until April, these numbers keep coming into my head, and it's like, oh my God, right, I've got 85 days left. How much will I lose in 85 days? You know, I've got really, really good at hiding myself in photographs, so nobody at home really knows how big I am and how fat I've got. And then I'm going to go home and they're going to be like, oh my God, would you look at this mess? Like, what has happened here in the last 3 years? And just instead of this date, like this date of the 9th of April motivating me, it is terrifying me. And I am, you know, I'm like sitting there going, holy crap, like I'm not going to be able to lose enough weight when I go home that people don't realize how fat I've got when I've been away.
So what is it? What is enough weight?
Well, yeah, like, you know, I'm not going to lose, you know, like what is the magic number? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So for you, it's like, okay. Oh my gosh, I got to throw this one away. All right, let's see. Ugh. April 9th trip.
85 days.
Yes. So it's, I'm just going to say trip.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, right now you're thinking it's 85 days.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to think all of this. This takes me back to when I got married, you know, when I had my wedding dress and
yeah.
I was, you know, oh, what if I don't get fit into it and all this kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right?
And it's not my wedding. It's not my wedding. I'm not getting married again. I won't do that again. No, thank you.
But it is something that's important to you, right? It is a,
yes.
It is a trip. You're going to see all these people. And I think for you, like, you're going to lose the amount of weight. I mean, you're going to lose the amount of weight that you put the work in to lose, right? In terms of in mm-hmm. the next 85 days. For you,
yeah.
I think that it's a matter of really shifting your thinking about this trip. And that's why I did this model mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, right now you're thinking, everybody's going to think, you know, think all these things about me. Well, the reality is people are going to think stuff about you anyway, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we're all judging each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's not your weight, it might be something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for you, it's just like, okay, why am I going on, like, do some journaling where it's like, why am I going on this trip? Why am I looking forward to this trip?
Yeah.
Why, you know, who do I want to see? How do I want to connect with them? All of that kind of stuff where it's just getting out of that, you know, that just spiral of really focusing.
And that's a really good word, spiral. That's what I feel that it is that I start thinking down this track and then I just go, my brain kind of starts to implode on itself. And it's like, well, you know, you haven't done it in the past, so now you're just going to shit all over yourself again.
Well, and then that leads to, you know, a week or two of not following, you know, the plan and all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And you're just back, you know, and it's just this cycle, right, that happens over and over again. And so for you, I think you've, you know what you need to do to lose weight, right? And I think for you to kind of step away from that focus on the weight loss and really to focus on why you're going on this trip, why it's important, then that will, you know, I mean, it's like it, you know, the four basics will take care of themselves when you're not constantly beating yourself up about who's going to say what about you. And, you know, and this urgency of this counting down the days and all of that kind of stuff.
Cause that's where my old diet thinking is coming in. Cause then I'm like, right, well, you know, maybe I'll just like, I'll do P&P in the background, but I'll do a juice cleanse. I'll do keto. Yes. I'll do, you know, all the things that I know don't work.
Right. And this is really why we never recommend to, and again, I go back to my wedding where it's like, if I could change one thing about my wedding, it was my thinking leading up to the wedding in terms of like, I'm not going to fit in the dress and I'm not going to like the way I look in the pictures and that kind of stuff. And it's just like, if I had really focused on what was really important, I probably would have followed my plan a lot more often those you know, 3 months beforehand, because I wasn't totally focused on that. I was focused on, you know, marrying the love of my life and spending time with family and all that kind of stuff. And so that's why we really don't recommend, you know, really losing weight for events and for specific things, because you never know exactly what your body is going to do, right? I mean, you know, it's just like setting any goal. I mean, a goal is just a direction to reach for, right? A goal is just a kind of a path, but you never know exactly when you're going to reach that goal and all of that kind of stuff. And, but for you, it's almost like, I mean, you're just kind of using it as a reason to beat yourself up. And that's never going to result in you doing what you need to do to lose weight. So I think it's just really stepping back and kind of zooming out and saying, wait a minute, what is all of this about here? Why?
Yeah.
A lot of, I'm going to be seeing a lot of people that I love. They're not, they're.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. My mommy and daddy, they could not care less what as I am, or do you know what label is on my clothes or anything like that. They just want to get at me and my 5-year-old that's coming with me. You know what I mean?
They probably don't even care very much about you. They just want to see that 5-year-old.
Right? Pretty much. I have been journaling a fair wee bit about it. And like one of the things that I keep coming back to is, you know, number one, it's not my wedding. Not my wedding. Like, do you know what I mean? It's really not. And even, you know, when I hear you talking about your wedding, I think I thought for about maybe 5 minutes on the day of my own wedding about what weight I was or what number the scales was. And then all that just got pushed to the side because you just get carried away in what the day is. And, you know, an excuse that I keep giving myself is that I wasn't actually supposed to be going to this wedding. I was actually supposed to be skipping this wedding, but then just through a very generous, you know, circumstance, I have been able to go to the wedding. And I think that, you know, part of me is like, well, you know, if you'd have done your P&P when you started in September and kept it going and not, you know, lost the plot in November, then you wouldn't be sitting in this circumstance. But how I've tried to change that thinking is that, you know what, if I'm sitting on that plane on the 9th of April with my daughter, and I'm like, do you know what? Am I like, you know, a skinny mini? Absolutely not. But have I done the very best that I can do for myself to get to this point? Well, then that's good enough for me. That's what I want to do. So I'm trying to change the thinking, but I really like that, to focus on not kind of take myself out of it and focus on the people that I'm going to be seeing and the things I'm going to be doing.
But also you can focus on that, like, you know, when you are sitting on that plane on April 9th, that's your future self, right? You can focus on that, like, okay, that's how I want to feel, that I did the best I could. Mm-hmm. Just work backwards from there. And every day you can ask yourself, okay, how can I do the best I can today to feel, you know, the way I want to feel sitting on that plane, right? And so that does relate to your, you know, what you're doing in terms of the four basics and stuff like
that. So maybe do a wee bit of journaling about like what I be thinking when I'm sitting on the plane so that I can visualize that and kind of start stepping away from this 85 days.
Yes. To really just focus on, okay, what does, you know, the best I can or the best I could do really mean? And so when I'm sitting on that plane, I want to be thinking about, okay, you know what? I said yes to following my plan this one day when I really had an urge to not, or I had, you know, I did this instead of, you know, and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right?
And just, I mean, you create that reality for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that would be some really, really powerful journaling for you. Just kind of that, but also just the big picture of, okay, what is this really about? What are we really doing? Why are we going? And what's really important here?
Yeah. And one of the things someone said there was, you know, you don't need to be worrying about what other people are saying because that's their model, not yours. So I really like that as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just like I was saying with Shauna was, you know, she can say yes, no, or whatever.
Yeah.
And other people will have their models no matter what. Mm-hmm. And we don't affect those. We don't control those. And so so that's real important to remind yourself too, where you could lose 50 pounds between now and then and someone still might have some sort of opinion about something. So now they might think you're too skinny, right?
And so, but you're right. You're right. Yeah. Their thoughts are their own.
All their opinions is never a losing battle every time because you just never know what's going on in someone else's head.
Yeah. And like, you know, what my husband says is he's like, do you know what? He was like coming home after 3 years with a gorgeous 5-year-old. He was like, nobody's even going to give a shit about you anyway. He's like, do you know what I mean? So, but no, I really, and I will do some journaling around that to kind of pull myself back. And that's been really helpful. So thank you, lovely.
All right.
Thank you, darling.
All right. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye. Well, I think that's a sign, y'all. I'm losing my voice. So, okay, Connie D. Shelley, Jay Curran, I'm so sorry I couldn't get to you, but Coach Kathy is doing office hours on Wednesday night, 5 to 7. I will be back on tomorrow. I don't know how much time I will have to coach, and I am doing coaching specifically on diet rules tomorrow night. So, I want y'all to, if y'all are planning to come to that call, I want you to be sure and review the diet rules lesson in OBS. I'm actually going to be listening to that again right after this call and getting prepared for that, or probably tomorrow. And Queens Club is has been moved to next Sunday, because Corinne is on a plane. So yeah, Queens Club, y'all check the calendar. We moved that a while ago. So that Queens Club is next week. So, okay. So, well, hold a minute. Let me make sure we didn't send an email out for the wrong day. Uh-oh, we did. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, so I'm here to tell you, fresh off the presses, that the Queens Club has been moved to next week. Sorry, y'all. Sorry about that email. I will check that. We're not perfect around here. So that was something that got missed. So So I see that email that came through. But Kathy will be doing office hours, and then I'll be back tomorrow for diet rules. And so, just be sure and review that lesson, and then also fill out your worksheet on the diet rules worksheet that's in OBS. So I will see you all then. And all right. Gosh, there was so much. I want to go back and like read all the chat and just chit chat with y'all. But if y'all have any issues with the calendar, just email support@pnptribe.com. But we're definitely working on making that an easier process for you. So Queens Club next Sunday. So just check the calendar and make sure that everything's gotten updated. So, okay, let me just make sure. Oh, good. Okay, no more questions in the Q&A. All right, y'all, that's all I've got. So I will see you all tomorrow night, 5 Central. All right, bye.